Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kears in the Fifth General. What's going on, Zach Kears?
Hey, it's good. Good to be here. Very good to be here. Yes.
Very good. Exciting topic for today.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
My brother read my mind because I was actually going to bring it up to him that I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'll let you introduce it. Brother, you had a video that you do on your YouTube channel. Announce that real quick so they know.
Yeah, I did a video recently on the Zacchaeus Gospel channel called The Soft Guy Era. Soft Guy Era, meaning that I want to talk about it because I can't believe guys was actually like wanted to make girls take care of them, make women take care of them, pamper them. It's like a vice versa. Like, in other words, they want, in other words, when women want us to make 100K a year and do all, and shower them with gifts and lavish trips and pamper them with nice restaurants and everything, now and buy our video games and to do their hair and the nails, guys are saying now they want women to pamper them, pay for their haircuts, pay for their video game collection, every now and then take them out to restaurants, or if you're in a club or anywhere that's social, women should be approaching them, not the other way around. Women should be approaching them. So that goes back into the whole definition of that is called this. It's called, they had the soft girl era. So now it's called the soft guy era, And I just had to talk about it because I just found it interesting that men, I'm not surprised. Don't get me wrong. Cause we living in these days and we living in these times. So I am not surprised. And women want to be like men. Some men want to be like women anyway. So I am not surprised that this topic and this situation occurred. And I just want to address it. Yeah.
Well, address some of the points that you made.
Yeah.
In your video.
Yeah. And so some of the main points.
Give us an example.
Yeah. Some of the main points that I made was simply like having this, just having a woman that's making a lot of money now. The same way how they want men to make a lot of money, a well-off guy that's making, for example, 100K a year, they want a woman that's making a whole lot of money, a well-off woman, not a broke woman, but a well-off woman to take care of them, to take care of their personal needs and pay their rent. Like how some women brag about, I want to be here, you got to be able to pay my rent. Same soft guy was talking about, I want a woman to pay my rent. Maybe you should pay my rent. Like I said earlier, pay for my haircut and just pamper me with all type of stuff. And I laughed at it because I'm like, these guys are something else. And I did a video on that and I covered that in Zacchaeus Gospel. And of course, some people responded to it and some people said, how's that biblical? How's that goes into the Bible? And I said, well, for example, now, we're living in times where a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, I would say. A modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah because they got men that are painting their nails and they're really getting into their feminine side, painting their nails. I see a dude with lip gloss not too long, just the other day. Lip gloss, painted his nails in all type of colors. And when they grow their hair long, they're putting clips in their hair just like women. They're putting the clips in their hair just like women. Different color clips in their hair. So, and I said, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, man. I mean, during the time of Sodom, in the city of Sodom, when Lot had his sons, one of the men that were the rioters came to Lot's house and said, listen, let me see one of your sons. I would like to get to know him. And we're living in these times, ladies and gentlemen, where where the men, like what my father used to say, the men want to be women. Yeah. So.
Well, the men that you're talking about, are these men that you're talking about that want to be like men or excluded from the conversation of male and female relationships anyway. Just yeah. like the women mm-hmm. who want women, they are excluded from the conversations that me and you have about yeah. men and women relationships. Mm-hmm. So those things will always exist, but they are excluded from what we talk about. Yeah, but I do want to ask you this, and this may sound a little cynical, but that's okay.
Okay.
What's wrong with a guy wanting a woman with some money? Is that a crime?
You know what? It's not a crime. It's not a crime because I believe women have been making a lot of money for the longest time.
And
there's nothing wrong with your wife. Nothing wrong with mm-hmm. your wife or a long-term girlfriend taking you out to a nice little dinner sometimes, her treat sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But these guys, the soft guy era, they were carrying on like they want her to go beyond the call of duty. Can you rub my feet, baby? Can you buy this for me and buy that for me? Can you give me money to do my haircut? Can you buy my video games while I sit home and relax? And you better, and what the one brother said, and you better be making a whole lot of money. You should be 25 years old. 25 years. If you're 25 years old, you're not making, for example, 100K. You shouldn't even, don't even bother. You got to be making 100K on beyond 50K, 100K and better. You shouldn't even bother.
So for example,
yeah.
Referencing the woman, the guest that was on the Poor Minds podcast.
Yeah.
If a man makes a video and he says, ladies, if you make 50K, don't date. Is he in his soft guy drizzle energy?
Oh yeah!
You best believe that.
Yeah, he's in a soft guy. Yeah. The thing is this, man. I mean, he's feeling his feminine side. So basically, yeah, he wasn't.
What makes it? I'm sorry. I have to do that, right? I'm having fun. I think this is hilarious. But Zacchaeus, what makes that feminine? If a man said, ladies, if you got 50K, don't date. Explain why that's feminine.
I'll tell you why. Well, I guess as men, we're supposed to be taken care of. As men, uh-huh. we're supposed to lay the foundation. As men, we're considered leaders. As men, we're considered uh-huh. the alpha male, but we're considered like the leaders. And if a woman don't see you as a man, like a leader, mm-hmm. leadership, like in other words, like if you can run a household, if you can be a leader for her, like mm-hmm. In other words, a woman is some women are attracted to men that take charge. We're supposed to take charge because we're supposed to be the ones that we're her security. We're her, uh-huh. her covering, you know? And we're like Adam and Eve, she's our rib. And God allowed us to be over her, right? And that's the household. That's how the household is set up according to the Bible. That's how the household is set up. So when we flip the roles now, when he is going on this soft, wants to be to play the woman role now, and she goes out to work, and she not only goes out to work, but she works and he doesn't work. Uh-oh. uh-oh, now the roles are, and every time I notice, even when I watch the judge show, I'm watching Divorce Court with my wife, because she watches Divorce Court. I don't watch it. I just watch it with her. And every time, when a man doesn't work, a woman always finds a way to disrespect dude. Always to say, listen, and she treats him like a child, too. Wash the dishes. I told you to do this. I told you to do that. She gives him a little allowance, like he's a kid. Now, as men, we don't want to be in that position. We already had, especially if you already had a mother already. We already had mothers. We shouldn't be treated like kids. The Bible said, if you don't work, you don't eat. So therefore, as men, we gotta work. We gotta provide, because we're supposed to be the foundation.
He was talking to women too.
Yeah.
About that, Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
That scripture is also talking to women.
Which one? The one
if
I mentioned.
If you don't work, you don't eat.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was talking to everybody.
Right.
It's talking to everybody. It's talking to everybody. Yeah. Talking to men and women.
Yeah. But so what do you have to say to that?
No. It's good for a woman. It's good for a woman to work too, as well. But
yeah.
But as a man, oh, we have to work.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's saving us. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, nobody's saving us.
Nobody's saving us if we don't work. I get it.
Yeah, we're not. I guess we the ones that lead the household.
Yeah.
And women look to us to guide. They look to us to especially if you're married. She wants to know that, oh, my man is out there. He's working. He's doing his best thing. And these days, of course, women work too as well. But when you don't work, when a man don't have a job and he wants the woman to cover everything. Now, years ago, I'm telling from a personal experience, years ago, my mother had a friend. And she had a husband. She was married to a husband. She was married. She still. This is years ago, and her husband never liked to work. Don't like. He was a. This was a term he would say. He's afraid of employment. He is afraid of employment. The man hasn't worked for made kids with her. They have three kids together. But he told his wife. While she worked, she went out there and worked. She went out there and worked, right? And as she went out there and worked, he just stayed home. I guess she would yell at him for not cleaning the house. I would hear the yelling. I'm like, I was young. And I was like, and she was like, and my mother looked at me and said, you see, boy, you gotta work. When you get older, you gotta work. You see, if you don't work, women will start disrespecting you. Boy, you better work. You see how she yelling at him like a boy? You hear that? We didn't even walk up the steps. They lived in the housing projects. And I was walking up the steps with my mother. Mother was holding my hand. I was young. And she heard the yelling. I'm like, oh, who is she yelling at? She's yelling at her kids. She was yelling at her husband to pick up the thing, pick up the clothes, clean up the house. Clean up, but they were living in an apartment. Clean up the place. And I said to myself, I'm like, oh, I didn't pay no mind. I was young. I didn't pay no mind to my mother. Grabbed my hand and told me, you see how young at him? Don't put yourself in that position. And my mother came back home and told my father, and she said, this man is afraid of employment. The other had a job. And he has a good woman, but at least she's a good woman, because some women would have left him a long time ago. Well, see, when you put yourself in that position, there's only about so much a woman can take. When you put yourself in that position, when you put yourself in a position where she got to cover everything, all your bill, all your little personal things you want to take care of, like your haircut, buying your clothes, making sure you eat, and she's working out there, going out to work, and she comes home, and you say you relaxing, watching Netflix and Hulu, and sometimes playing video games. You don't think she's gonna get upset? You don't think she's gonna feel away? Oh yes, Oh, yes. She's going to feel a way. Oh, yes. She's going to feel a way. And she's going to make you feel that way. You know, there was another story I had that I'm going to share, that why a man should work. There was a friend, not going to mention his name. He, God rest his soul, but he was married for like, I think several months. But his wife knew he didn't, she married him. She was a good woman. She married him without income, without no income, because she loved him. But they were together for a long time before they got married. And she was tired of it. She's like, you stay home, you play video games all day long. You don't want to work. You know what he told her? God is going to provide. As long as the money coming from somewhere, we're both eating. What are you complaining about? We're both eating. We got food on the table. So what are you complaining about? Long as we got shelter overhead. But my friend said quietly, my friend called my big up to Ray, because Ray knows him. He said quietly, but look who's working though. Yeah, it's good, easy for you to say that. But she ain't staying home playing video games and watching Days of Our Lives. This brother used to watch Days of Our Lives, soaps, and play video games and stay home while this woman work. And she got tired of it. Eventually they divorced. Broke up, divorce. She told him that I'm falling out of love with you. And she fell out of love with him. And he said, you know what? I'm not gonna wait until you fall out of love with me. Let's just get divorced. And they got divorced. In a matter of months, not years, only a matter of months they got divorced. It's only about, especially this time, it's only a matter of time where a woman may get fed up and she might be like, what are you contributing? And that's why I say, brothers, yeah, the soft guy era, you talk about the soft guy era and everything like that. But if you ain't got no income coming in.
All right. I have to say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So a woman who doesn't work, who's in a relationship with a man or it's a wife, would tell you, and most men would agree, that it's disrespectful for him to disrespect her because she doesn't have a job. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
so yeah, yeah, course, go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So why is it okay for a woman to disrespect a man who she's dating who doesn't have a job?
You know what? It's not okay. It's not okay. If he's making an effort to look, and he's making an effort to look, and you just don't find one right away, that's fine. But if you're not making no effort, It's not fine. If she don't see you making an effort to say, well, I'm going to provide for the family, because to me personally, as a Caribbean, West Indian, whatever, you know, I can't do that. I can't see my woman working and providing for me, and I'm not working. It will bother me. Mm-hmm. It will bother me because I'm just not raised that way. And I know if he's making an effort and he's trying his best to look for work, she should support him. She should support him. Don't put him down. She should support him. Why? Because jobs don't come easy like that. I mean, you got to go out there. You got to get your resume up. And you got to hope that they call. You got to hope that they call you. And pray that something comes up. And, you know, but they got some men that, and you got to respect the men that also learn how to make money for themselves without a job. Because these days, the opportunities to make money from online or anything like that is possible. It's very possible. But You got to respect them. You can't disrespect them. If he's going out there trying to look for work, or he's go online, because most people, a lot of people these days don't probably go out and look for work anymore. They're online looking for work. So if he's online and he's trying to search, job search, you got to respect him, because at least he's trying. Got to respect him because he's trying. But to not make an effort, I think that's where the, you know, it's like, she shouldn't disrespect him anyway. She shouldn't disrespect him. But she should encourage him. But I can understand why I can understand the frustration, because like most women would say, well, you ain't got a job, but our bills are coming. He said, I know. Something gotta be, the water bill is coming. The electric bill is coming. Or if they have kids, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that if you have kids, it's one thing to be unemployed, and you're with your woman, and you don't have kids. She may be like, okay, at least he's trying to look for a job. But when you have kids, and you don't have a job, and your woman is working, don't care how sweet that woman is, you're going to feel her wrath, because don't care how, I'm just saying, because kids cost a lot. They call, you got to pay for this, and then you got to buy groceries, because you're not only feeding you and your woman, you and the wife, you got the kids. My kids eat every week. We go in the supermarket buying food. So I know what it, I know. So if you're a man, and that's why I respect the men that say, listen, I don't want kids now. I respect that, because it does cost a lot. It does. It costs the very pregnancy costs a lot. Just to go to the hospital and give birth costs a lot of money. It does cost. It's a hefty bill. Kids are very hefty bills. It costs. You got a daughter. A daughter or son, and they're eating your house, they're eating the food, you buy groceries this week, in a matter of days, the food is gone because the kids are growing. You got, as a man, if you have kids, you have no choice.
But Zacchaeus, I thought this was the 100K woman.
Well, was he?
If she's making
100K, it's one thing, right?
You see where I'm going with this? Hear me out.
Yeah.
I want you to see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
We have modern day women. Because brother, you're talking about the traditional woman. This ain't what this is about.
Okay.
We're not
talking about 100K women. About, yeah.
The traditional woman and the traditional man are not soft girl, soft guy era battling it out. These are modern people, right?
Women
these days are bragging that they make more money than some men. Bragging,
see,
and they're saying that they don't want that because they make $100,000 now.
Yeah,
that they don't want to be a submissive wife. So isn't she getting what she asked for?
Hey, listen. Okay, I'm gonna say this. If she making 200K, they got some women making 200K, right?
But don't ignore what I said about them not wanting to submit because they're saying they make more money.
And
this woman just so happens to be dating a Jody from Baby Boy.
She can come in.
Isn't she getting what she's asking for? Because she now says she wants to be the leader.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. But my question to her would be is that, okay, are you okay with him not working? Are you okay with him not contributing? Are you okay with just, I don't want to, can I say it? I can say it on the air, right? Are you okay with him just laying the pipe?
Mm-hmm.
buying his clothes and feeding him. Are you okay with that? Since you want to be the alpha woman, okay?
Zacchaeus, you know, in your heart of hearts, throughout your lifetime, which is longer than mine, that there are women that have been with and still with men before this soft guy era became a trend on the internet.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They got some women that take care of their men. They do got some women that do take care of men. I can't be that man, but they got some women. They got some women that do take care of, because my thing is this. I don't think, this is my opinion, and I'm gonna say it with my opinion. I don't think she's gonna respect him in the long run. Because even if she's making 100K, this is just the nature of how God made it. Even if she's making 100K, and he ain't doing nothing. All he's doing is sitting down, playing video games, eating up all the food, begging for sex from her while she work. He's doing all of that. Even if she's making 100K.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Even if she's making 100K, my thing is, now respect is bigger than love. It's respect is very big. Let's put it on the table. It's big.
Especially for us men. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she would respect him like that. I think this woman will provide for him for the longest. I don't know how long she want to do that. I don't know. Because they do got some men that they date a nurse. Let's say a nurse. Nurse makes good money in certain cities. They make good money. And got a nurse taking care of him while she's at work. He's busy driving around her car. And these guys, I don't know, I can't say all of them, but some of them. And I know one person that's, I'm gonna talk about the story too. There was a guy that I know that had a woman doing all that, taking care of him, providing for him. You know what he was doing during the day while she worked? He was calling up other chicks and driving them around in her car.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing. Until eventually she found out. She kicked him out. And she found out. Because it was crazy because you know how she found out? The girl is a young lady that came over the house in Staten Island, Manus Harbor. Came over the house. And she said, I'm looking for so-and-so. He told me that he lived here. Rang her doorbell and everything. She's like, who are you? She came in. She was like, I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. Who are you? Are you his mother? She's like, girl, don't play with me. Yep. True story. Happened maybe 10 years. True story. Very true story. So my thing is, if you're not doing nothing that's productive as a man, you do become either. You want the woman to provide for you. You got an alpha woman. She's doing all this for you, covering you, doing all that for you. And you couldn't even respect it. Just say, okay, yeah, she's covering me here, and she's covering my meals. She's cleaning. She comes home. She provides my provides my dinner for me. And my thing is the respect level. I don't know if a woman, even if she's making 100K, and she's covering you 100%, like you're her kid. I don't know if she will respect you as a man. Because even if you're making, let's say, 40K, right? And she's making 100K. She'll respect you because you're earning your money. You're respected because
Zacchaeus, you're talking about a wise.
Yeah.
I have to stop you right there. Zacchaeus. Mm-hmm. That's an example of a wise woman respecting the man who makes 40K.
Yeah.
Women on the internet, because we're talking about an internet topic. Right. These women are telling you that they don't respect men who make an average salary. You see what's happening here? I had to walk you down that path so that you can see why the ridiculousness in this gender divide had started with those group of women. And they are now getting a taste of their own medicine, and they're upset.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you something. Guys got tired of it. I understand why they came up with the soft guy era, because listen, for years on the internet, women were putting it out there. They were saying that I want a man making. Just recently, we did it. Just recently, there was a woman that was on the podcast that said that you cannot date unless you're making 50K.
Yeah. And on that same show last episode, a woman said on her first date that she wants a bouquet of roses, 1,000 roses with $100 on every rose. And she said on her first date, she wanted a yacht with a private chef. Yes, we're talking about one woman, but this soft guy era, drizzle, drizzle versus sprinkle, sprinkle, soft girl era verses that we have going on right now, this versus battle that we have going on, is really just pointing out the failed logic, well, zero logic, that them on the sprinkle, sprinkle side, and the men are saying, instead of us getting mad, we're just going to clown your philosophy and your ideology and throw it right back in your face so you can see exactly what it feels like when you come at us men like that. Zacchaeus, respond to that.
You know what? when I did my video, I even said in my video, this is a retaliation of the years of what women were saying on the internet. And these women, a lot of these women, they're single. They're going to be single for the rest of their life. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of them are.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. And the men, we just got tired of it. And they say, listen. And they got some men that say, listen, okay. You come up with me making a 50K. I can't date you unless I make over 50K or more. Okay. Then you date me. Then you come up with 100K and you cover me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit back and you pay for everything. Okay. Got tired of it. Because it comes to a point where a man gonna be like, and there's a lot of these women online, a lot of them. It's a lot. Yeah, you go on YouTube and you see the gold diggers prank. How much women want the man with the bag?
Yeah.
Want the man with the bag. So men finally said no.
Yeah.
And now the women, the gold diggers, are upset because all of a sudden now some of these guys are saying, hell no. If how you treat me, I'm gonna reverse it and make you feel the repercussion of what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Tired of it. And a lot of these women, they're just gonna be old nannies in their house with a bunch of cats.
Mm-hmm.
And still looking for a man making 50K, 70K. They ain't gonna marry you. But anyway.
Well, if they would have got with the hard worker man and they put their resources together, then they could both create an opportunity to further generational wealth with the plans that they have together. And that's the point that's what some people used to live by. in a generation of the past.
Yes.
At some point. But yes. Zacchaeus, but Zacchaeus though. Zacchaeus. Mm-hmm. We talk about how this is a retaliation.
Yes, it is.
Zacchaeus, you stated that guys have been hearing women on this path
for a long time.
Right on this path for at least 10 to 15 years on YouTube, but way longer than that on shows like Oprah, Ricky mm-hmm. Lake, and Jenny Jones. Mm-hmm. Guys who are telling jokes, that is, do a soft guy era. It hasn't even been a month. Why does all hell break loose, Zacchaeus? Why does all hell break loose all of a sudden now, when men have been hearing this for over 30 years? Come on,
because they you know what it is? They get upset when they don't expect it. When they don't expect it, they get upset.
Yes.
They didn't expect that. And they don't expect that. Yeah.
So then that means that it's not so fun when the rabbit got the gun, right?
That's right. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Yeah. Hello. They couldn't. Some of them are upset. Have you seen some videos?
Yes.
Have you seen some videos on YouTube?
I'll tell you this right now before and then I'm gonna give the mic back to you. And then I'm about to really go into what I want to say.
Okay.
I saw a video where a guy said, you know what? You ladies have been asking for us to cash app you before we go on a date so you could buy your dress, take care of your, get a babysitter for your kids, pay for your eyelashes, hair, nails. And then you still want me to pay for the date, which is probably a steak dinner, just so I could find out if you like me. So then men said, okay, well, if that's the case, you want to go on a date with me, then you pay for my haircut. You pay for my car wash.
Hello.
You pay for this. And it was only to throw the unrealistic standards and the ugliness back at the woman. That's all that was. And women lost their ever-loving mind.
Hello. It did.
It hasn't even been 30 days.
Not even.
Men have had to stomach slander, disrespect, libel, defamation on these airwaves for generations, sir.
Yes.
I was a child when I heard this garbage.
Yes.
And
yes,
men get on the YouTube that is not ESPN or ABC or NBC on YouTube.
Yeah.
For probably from 1 to 15 days, if that. And before that, when women were doing this, no one batted an eye. But then when a man did it, everyone loses their mind.
I forgot the name of this. The short, YouTube short that I seen. One woman actually said, I think I shared it on my video. One woman actually said that I'll do it. I'll take care of you, soft guy. I'll take care of a soft guy. And then the brother,
mm-hmm.
when she finished saying what she said, the brother jumped on and said, yeah, brothers. Yeah, be in your soft guy era, and we're not that expensive. You could let a woman cover you. Remember, we're not that expensive. Our haircuts don't cost that much. What, yeah. $25? Our haircuts don't cost that much. Just let her cover $200. That's it. That's not that much. $200.
Yeah.
We're not asking too much. You know, uh-huh. let her cover you. Let her cover you. No, guys. You can get into your soft guy era. It's okay. You can let her cover you. We don't cost as much as women do. So you can let it, it's okay. Guys, it's okay. Please let her cover you for a little bit. Please.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, let her cover you for a little bit. And I said, in response to that, I said, is nothing wrong with her once in a while
gifting you,
giving you a little gift or something, or giving you $25 to cut your hair, or taking you out to a nice, light little restaurant or a cafe. Nothing wrong with that. Or once in a while, seeing the nice shirt that you may look good in and buying the shirt off the rack so you can have it. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, you know, but listen, some women, they went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
When the brothers all of a sudden came over and said, listen, I want you to cover me. I want you to pay for this and pay for that. I want you to pay my rent sometimes. I'm in my soft guy era.
Is it safe to say that women can't take a joke? But women were telling men that because they're men and they're supposed to be strong and stoic, that they should just take everything that these women are saying, slander, libel, defamation and all? Is that fair?
It's not fair because like we noticed that this has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
And only 15 days, men came up with the soft guy era. And all of a sudden now.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden now you're getting a lot of backlash.
Yeah. All of a sudden now, a lady did a video. And once again, we're not talking about all men and women, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because neither me or Zacchaeus agree with this on a serious scale anyway, but
right,
you know, we're just giving a compare and contrast,
yeah,
and a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. A woman did a video on YouTube saying that this soft guy era recent TikTok trend is hurting the dating market. I have a question for that lady if I was to ever talk to her. So that's what's hurting the dating market, not years of the verbal vitriol attacks that these group of men hating women have been talking about and trashing men for. Now, all of a sudden, when the man responds, it's hurting the dating market.
Exactly.
Zacchaeus, that doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. How's that hurt? That all because they came up with the soft guy era. It's not hating the dating market. They still got some men that will still have some women.
No, it's you just I just find it problematic that you have that she had no smoke for the women that have been hurting the dating market.
Get it?
Because if you ask me, this sprinkle era has been hurting the dating market before it became a thing on YouTube.
Right.
But so you didn't say that was hurting the dating market.
Mm.
The point that I'm making, Zacchaeus, mm-hmm. is that it's cool when they do it, but it's a problem when we do it.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, that was an issue.
That's basically what that is. What's wrong?
Asos, yeah.
That thing wasn't playing for me. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think mm-hmm. that's the critical part. Okay, I want to get in. I wanted to let you really say what you got to say in the beginning, because I know you did a video on it. So you have more information than I do. But I do want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this soft girl era is a sham, because it's women who are being disingenuous about actually being the soft one in a relationship. They really don't want to do that. I've seen a couple of videos of a woman saying, you know, this is how I'm operating in my soft girl era. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I want this from a man.
What are you
giving to a man, ladies? For the man that you, ladies, for the man that you want, he wants something, and you're gonna have to give it to him. Okay. As men, we already know the things that we have to do and what we have to give, right? No one teaches men what to receive. Zacchaeus, I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
No one teaches men what we should receive. We're only taught what we should give. Mm. Women are taught what they should receive, but they're never taught what they should give. You see the problem here?
Well, and yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And that's why we have this gender divide that we have. You know, give me 1 second. I'm going to let you go.
That's all right. Take your time.
And the problem is that both things are hurting the dating market. Even if we're joking, because the one thing I guess some of us men have concern with is for the men who have been hurt. And I don't mean hurt like they were in a relationship and a woman hurt them. I mean like they have collected a hurt due to rejection. And being in a position where they're socially awkward, not able to get a woman, you know, the men who've been single, not by choice is what I mean. They're concerned that those men will take on what is supposed to be a parody, satire, and a joke and take it seriously and then operate that way in the dating market. Well, that won't necessarily hurt the dating market, but it will hurt those men in the dating market. You made a point, and I'll go back to it. For the women who are being disingenuous, you're being fake about how to hook a man, we should reward them by leaving them alone and wishing them a well-to-do life in the single world.
That's
how we should reward them if they are coming with ulterior motives. And I understand. This is not some hypocritical podcast. We don't tell men, smash all the women in the world before you get married. But ladies, keep your legs closed before you get married. Not this podcast. On this podcast, we tell the men not to do that, to not be reckless as well.
Right.
Okay? This is the godly perspective that we have. We don't teach man go out there and collect bodies and the women don't. No. Neither of y'all should be collecting bodies.
Right.
You know, this is how you desensitize yourself when a relationship that was meant to happen is going to happen because you done messed up. Both of y'all are scarred, hurt, jaded, got baggage a mile high, and you're no good to each other. We don't teach that here.
That's right.
Okay? We teach that both people come together healthy, genuine, sincere, and ready to serve at the table that they're both coming into, and that table is the marriage. Zacchaeus, I got a question. I don't want you to lose your thought, but go ahead what you was gonna say, and then I'll ask you when you're done.
Yeah, and that's what it is. If you They just they, what people what some people stand behind is, I make 100K. They only focus on just one thing. Like that's the end all do all, and that's what makes you single for the rest. It makes you single because you focus on one thing. You don't focus on other aspects of a relationship, but you focus on just you have to have 100K. You gotta make 150K. And that's where it stops. So if you continue down that road, make a long story start, Men are going to see right through that. And they'll get something out of it. They got them honey buns out of it. And you know what they do when they get the honey buns out of it? They run for the hills.
Zacchaeus?
Mm-hmm.
We talk some good things about men doing what it is that they have to do, what their role is in the world. And we take that reference from a biblical reference. Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
But Zacchaeus, what good is a man making $100,000 when his wife could still leave him and cheat on him? Just like that show, Desperate Housewives, which was based off the concept of men, well-to-do men doing very well, very, very well. But the pool boy was smashing their wife.
Exactly.
What good is it when that happens?
Exactly. Because you know what it is?
Those women didn't have jobs. They were at home.
See? He covered everything. But he covered everything, right? He provided, laid the foundation, and they felt secured. And it still wasn't enough. So just because you come up with you have a huge mansion and you're making $600K a year, don't think that your life is going to be, because it's going to be sweet, because if she's not a man, if she's not a woman of God, and if she's a woman that's, I would say idle. I could say idle. Yeah. And a woman that's only there just for the money, eventually it's going to happen. Eventually she's going to cheat on you. Eventually she's going to get idle and start looking at other guys, because you're doing all the heavy lifting for her while she sit back and lay back and you cover her, but they're never satisfied. Never satisfied. And that's when it comes to the delusional, because you think that's the only thing in all your worries, and because you're making a $600K, all your worries and all your problems will go away. But the thing that fail people the most in relationships, and I'm talking to the gold diggers, and why you're gonna continue to fail, because you never talk about peace, you never talk about character, you never talk about integrity. All you worry about is the bag. And that will always, and I repeat myself, will always make you flunk in a relationship arena. Always. And I mean literally always. Because they got some guys, they're making a lot of money, but they said, I don't want you. You look good, but I'm not making you meet my family. Oh, no, not you. The way how you talk. See that woman in Atlanta? In a podcast show, I think it was called Pure, I forgot the name of the
poor,
podcast.
Poor Minds. Yep.
Poor Minds say that I don't want to, if you're not making 50K, do not date. She might as well eat her. Continue to eat Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Buttermilk biscuits.
The milk biscuits. Because that kind of attitude will make you single for the rest of your life. For that kind of talk. Dudes are not going to be like, they don't know what you're about. Once you said that, they know what you're about already. Mm. Once you talk about, I don't want no man, you can't make 50K, you got to make 50K. You can't make 50K if you want to date. We already know what you're about already. We already know.
This is what I want to say to the men.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, I'm not saying that you don't work hard for what you want. I'm not saying that. I just don't want this to be taught that money is going to keep a woman. Because I'm going to name some very rich people who are divorced. Let's start with this one. Jeff Bezos. divorce.
Hello.
Bill Gates, divorced. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, both rich, divorced. But there's a silver lining. I want to give the good. Denzel Washington, married. Samuel Jackson, married. I need one more.
I was going to say Will Smith, but nah, I'm okay.
Bad example. We are not using them.
No.
Okay.
There's somebody that's good that's married. Hold on.
Right. Oh, perfect. Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett. Married.
Oh, married.
So, the point that I'm making is that there's no guarantees whether you got the bag or not. And also, I just want to also tell the men and women out there, just so they cannot have a heart attack, this is a minority. The majority of men, and there's statistical data to prove this, they have their own money, they have a roof over their head, they're doing fine. No different from your typical woman. Most of them are doing fine. Most of them. Okay. But most of the divorces are led by women. It's a very high percentage. So a lot of men are not looking at marriage as a goal anymore. And neither are the women. Because there are a lot of women who are saying, and this has been going on before Tracee Ellis Ross made her stance publicly. But I think the reason why Tracee Ellis Ross even made that decision is because he's... All right, let me take it off her because this is probably disrespectful. I don't know what Tracee's reasonings are. And I don't want to say because her reasonings are what they are is a blanket for all women. But there are many women in this world, and they haven't come forward yet, but they're starting to one by one. Mm. They are saying that they want to die alone. Oh, Tracee Ellis did not say those words. But when you, ma'am, say that you don't want no relationship, no children, no legacy, you're essentially saying you want to die alone.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sorry to put it to you, but that's what you're saying.
Said. That's what she said, right? At Tracee Ellis Ross?
She has no... Tracee Ellis Ross is like, I don't know, probably going on 60. Let me see how old she is. I mean, she's dated. I don't want to say she's never dated anyone. But... she has giving up. Well, these are not my words.
Yeah.
Giving up. Yeah. She's giving up. She has, you know, basically, she's basically threw in the towel. Wow. And said, you know what? That's it. I'm no longer making an effort. That's it. Is it possible that how she is in real life is how her character may be on the show Girlfriends?
Yeah, there's single women on Girlfriends.
Now?
Yeah.
I wonder if that show cursed these women, sadly. Do you know that? Okay. I hate that I had to go somewhere with this. But maybe I have to. Jill Marie Jones. She was Tony Childs on the show, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful woman still to this day.
Yeah.
But she was a gold digger, right?
Yes.
She had a successful career. So did Tracy Ellis. So did Tracy's character, Joan.
Yeah.
Golden Brooks' character, Maya.
Yeah.
She was not a wealthy woman, but she was married.
Yeah, she was married. Yeah.
And Persia White's character.
Mm-hmm. They played
Lynn,
yeah.
Lynn wasn't married either.
Yeah. Light skinned girl.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To this day, all four of these women in real life, sir, are not married.
Wow. They're not. Wow. I know Tracy Ellis Ross was not, but I didn't know the others were not. I think the light skinned one was married, but something happened. And wow.
She was.
The one that played Lynn, but it didn't pan out right, you know?
Right. She was married. She was married twice.
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Persia White is married.
She's married?
Yeah.
Oh.
She got married in 2014. But she used to be married to Saul Williams for 1 year. So, my mistake. They can laugh. I can laugh at me. But Golden Brooks is not married. Jill Marie Jones is not married. Beautiful woman, by the way. And I found her character extremely annoying on the show, but in real life, I like her. Mm. And then Tracy Ellis Ross is not married. Mm. Never been married.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I never heard of her getting married.
No. Yeah. But, you know, I guess the point I'm making is that for the women who are saying this, it may be possible that the reason why these women are saying they don't want none of this stuff could be that maybe these women are just hard to deal with, you know, and they don't want to be in a relationship because there's an accountability, there's a work, there is a giving of yourself, there's a making yourself vulnerable. There are a lot of things that are too wanting a successful relationship that leads to a marriage. There are things that they have to be willing to give up. Same thing with a man. And maybe the women that are saying this, maybe they've been burned before, scarred before, and this is their retaliation. You know, some women who have been married before saying, I don't want to get married again. But you have women who do want to get married again, who've been married before. But is this just their way of not taking accountability for who they are and who they can be? The best version of themselves. And they're saying, you know what? I don't want that. And can we also say for the men who are saying that they don't want these things, could it be that there are things that they're not willing to compromise on to have a relationship, and of no choice of their own, they're just not going to have to be by themselves? But I just so happen to think that I don't think every man just wakes up and says he wants to die alone. And I don't think every woman wakes up and says they want to die alone. Something happened for them to get this way. And on the one, in my last point, I'm going to let you talk. In my case, I'm still young. I have a lot of life to give, but I've never said, I've never given up. Right? So I'm still aiming and striving for that. But there are those who have given up. So we could go at the men just as much. What would you say to all of that, Zacchaeus?
Well, they got some people that are single, and I'm gonna tell you why they're still. I'm gonna tell you why they wanted a mate. Not that I don't think every. I think everybody wanted a mate at some point, at some time in their life.
Yeah,
and sometimes, not everybody. Sometimes God puts people in your path, and you know what you do? You ignore it.
You continue.
And the reason why some people ignore it is because they feel that they sometimes you can be full of yourself. You even know what I mean. Sometimes you feel that I ain't gonna go out with him. I'm attracted to him, but he's not making enough money, or I don't wanna be with him because he's not a star like I am. He's not popular like I am. Oh, I don't want to be with him, or I don't want to be with her because she's not my type. She got a little weight on her. I don't like that. I don't want to be with her. And a lot of times, that person that you're laughing with, joking with, and having some great conversations with, you overlook them, and you go for the superstar, or you go for the, and then when you get with the superstar, you realize he's a monster. And then you realize that, oh God, I made a mistake. And there's a pattern. And then with the pattern, years pass by. You're 30, you're 40, you're 60, years pass by. And you keep going out trying to get the same type of people. Sometimes you got to step out of the box and try something new. Because what the saying goes, if you keep trying something, doing the same thing, and expecting to get a different result. And I had a brother-in-law, I'm still married to this day. Think about my wife brother. He stepped out the box. It's not his type of woman that he really wanted to marry. I mean, not his type, but he was going after the same type and getting the same result. He stepped out of the box, met this one woman. Been married for the longest time. Have two kids, have been married for the longest time now. And he realized that, dad, she was the one for me. Because she was the one for me. And sometimes a lot of people that are single, that have been looking for a mate, they overlook certain things. And this is why they're still single till now. And they got some people that don't want to give them themselves. They got some people that they don't want to, the reason why they're single is because they can't deal with nobody. They're self-centered. They don't make good mates because all they do is think about themselves. They don't really know how to draw somebody to them. They make themselves sometimes unapproachable. And they build that wall, and that wall is still there, and it's continues on, then realize as years pass by, because time don't wait on nobody. Time don't wait on nobody. And there's a reason why Flavor Flav got that clock around his neck. Well, he's a very big guy on time. He always said time is very important. Time is of the essence. The legendary hip-hop persona of Public Enemy. Legendary Flavor Flav, wear that clock. Time is very important. So as time goes by, we get older. And sometimes we put ourselves in positions to not allow, I would say, God to open yourself up to different. Sometimes you want the same thing over and over again. That's why a lot of women, they stay single. They keep dating these guys. Why you keep dating these thug guys all the time? These thug guys all the time because they want nothing new. They want to be getting the same results over and over again until you hit 40 and you might, like the West Indian people say, mash up and you're broke up and you can't get no- by the time 50 years old, ain't nobody, you know, everybody that you thought about getting the nerd, you dissed the nerd guy, you wind up still single. Sometimes some women wind up with kids, but they have no husband to show for it. And some women wind up with nobody, and they have no kids, and they stay single. And continue to stay single until they hit 57. That's all I gotta say. Sometimes you gotta open your horizons. Open your horizons. Try something new. That's what I gotta say.
Well said, brother. Well said. My last words, it's been a while since I had a final thought, but I actually feel inspired today. One of the things that you touched on, and I want to respond back to that, is that although we do have our preferences, we're not entitled to them long term. Well, we're not guaranteed it. We're never entitled to it. But even if we do get our preferences, we're not guaranteed long term. That's what I really wanted to say.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with having a preference, but the whole point is that you got to look outside the one-dimensional part of your preference. Case in point. You go to the store, the bookstore. The title grabs your attention. The artwork cover is amazing. You buy that book. You didn't even open it yet, but you buy that book. You bring it home. And then when you want to read the book, you notice that every page is blank.
Wow.
And that is the mistakes that us men and women make when we judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that answered our soft guy era versus soft girl era topic, but don't know if that was a solution per se, but that is a solution in general when it comes to dating, relationships, and marriage, and getting to the point where proper vetting is necessary. And we have to be realistic. And then I also want to tell men, we don't have to be tit for tat. We don't have to. Let these women, I want all of these women to change, but if they're not willing to change, let them fail. We do not have to entertain these women who are being misandrous. That's the female version of a misogynist, for those who don't know what that means. Let them fail for their misandry. That's how you reward a woman who is nasty to you. You just leave her the heck alone. And I get it. Now I want to speak to black men. I get it. You seeing videos of sisters, lost sisters, that is. Every sister that endorses this is lost. Swirling, telling black men divest. Telling other black women divest from the community and go out and get you a Chad, Brad. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. Go. Bye. But my problem is when you're off code, and you want to bash your people when you're over there. You opted out, so stay over there. Okay? You can have what you want. But are you going to fight for it? Okay? So, if you are opting out, that's fine. Of your race, that's one topic. If you are opting out from relationships altogether and mingling with men, that's your choice. I'm not here to judge. Something in you brought you to the point where that's what you wanted to do. Fine. But I repeat, do not encourage that with women who want something special. Because when a marriage is healthy, I mean, the word says this. Because the woman benefits too. Yes, he talked to the man in this sentence when he said, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The obtaining favor from the Lord part was also talking about the woman too. She obtains favor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful thing. You know, so we want that. We want healthy. When it's healthy, it's fantastic. It's great. When it's blessed by the hands of God. But in order for it to be blessed by the hands of God, you have to go to God with that. That's the only way. We are better together. The soft girl era versus soft guy era just feeds the divide. So on this war that was declared, I'm calling for a ceasefire on both sides. Let's come together. And that's all I have to say. All right, Zacchaeus. You let them know where they can reach you, man, or if you have any other words you wanted to say before we go.
No other words. You can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram, also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167. God bless y'all.
Y'all can reach me at the Fifth General Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's all, folks. We'll see you next time on another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth. Peace out, man.
Peace out.
See you next time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.